Hey everybody, welcome to episode 89 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa, finally back.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like
Fuck!
We've been watching stupid YouTube videos for like the past... Well, basically we've been doing what we usually do before we start recording.
Yeah.
Of course we have our totally unpaid intern, Gabe Philbin, with us.
Hello. But Ryan, it's been so long. How do you remember what we do when we record?
I just assume nothing's changed.
Ryan, I'm sorry. We left Lori out in the cold.
That's all right.
We've upgraded to watching feature films before every recording.
Oh, is that what happens now?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm.
Cool.
Not just stupid Vine videos on YouTube.
I guess I missed tonight's feature film.
It was Zardoz.
Oh my Zordon. God. That is the best Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, best Mother's Day gift ever. I got my mom a DVD of Zardoz.
I don't know what that is.
Zardoz is that Sean Connery film where he's wearing like the red Speedo
Speedo thing.
With a ponytail. It's like a garter belt pretty much.
I see.
He looks like a hooker.
And he's got like this long braided ponytail. Oh, and this fucking badass mustache.
Moustache.
Zardoz. Yeah.
Oh, and I guess Dylan's here, too.
I am.
All right, let's jump into this. What are we talking about this week?
Talking about Xbox, because this is the last time we're going to get to talk to you lovely folks.
About before... the Xbox?
Yeah,
because
the show is
God.
Over. Wait, what?
What? We're gone? Oh, what's Gabe going to do for money? He's going to starve.
Game is over?
Nation? I actually am really hungry right now.
But you can't afford anything because we don't pay you.
Totally it's don't true. Pay you.
Everything you're saying is true.
Like
totally true.
Wait, how am I going to die, Dylan?
Because you can't afford food with us not paying you.
Oh, shit.
It's all coming together now.
Actually, we thought Gabe died over the weekend. We were like, where's Gabe been? And I was like... And then Devin disappeared. I was like, oh, spirit of Gabe. Did you take Devin?
He's vengeful.
Yeah, I kind of forgot to tell everyone I was going away for the weekend, but it happened.
Vengeful intern.
Harris was lonely.
And I'm back.
Guys, I got to go to jury duty tomorrow, and I'm really not looking forward to it.
Really? You're not excited about the...
Hang him!
I think the best part about it is that I don't have to go to work. So we have a guy at the office who's been working as much as I have, and he had jury duty recently. And he said that was probably the most relaxing day he's had in months.
Jesus,
wait, are you already elected to the jury, or is
no?
It...
It's the selection thing.
So you should just say like, "Hang him," and then you won't get selected.
Take your noose with you to the interview.
Oh, man. That'll go over well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just start yelling racial slurs as soon as they start the interview.
Well, I don't... Yeah. This is Texas. That might go over well.
Just call them goobacks.
So I'm reading the back of the box for Fear 3, or Fathrier.
Fathrier.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, never face fear alone, which... sounds ridiculous, but I guess the whole game is about co-op.
Yeah.
But also, FEAR is the acronym, so never face first encounter assault recon alone.
You best bring backup, because they did.
So yeah. I'm wondering, what is the acronym now that the E has been replaced by a 3?
Yeah, is it never face for 3 or alone?
First, third encounter. Or
oh my god.
First and third.
Yeah, who knows what encounters. The second encounter... His second encounter assault recon team looks like. That should be a new game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess the Fear franchise is kind of over after they made two poopy games. And...
Dude, if Fear 3 fucking ended up being you playing as the two villains of the franchise, yeah, it's kind of over.
Wait, the main character from the first game is a villain?
The main character?
Yeah, you play as the point man.
You play as the cannibal dude haunting you the whole game.
Paxton, whatever.
And his brother.
And his brother.
And Alma is your mother. And you're hunting down Alma.
His brother is the main character from the first game. You're playing as the character from the first game again.
Wait, so the character from the first game...
That's his brother, and Alma is your mother.
Well, it never made that clear.
All games you can play on the Xbox. Which is what we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
Wait, is the original Fear on Xbox?
No.
Shit.
Don't get it on
it's
Xbox.
On Windows PCs, though.
Get that.
I guess I played the Fear 2 demo on my 360 then.
Fear 2 has its moments.
Not many.
Fear 2 was kind of cool.
The school was fucking fantastic. It had some weird moments, like riding around the robot and shit, but whatever.
I love that mech stuff. Dudes are just falling, like, split in half.
Towards the end of the game, you get inside the truck with the turret, and then just starts playing this weird-ass fucking music. It's like... And it's like, what? This is not... What? This doesn't fit anything at all.
Yep.
It doesn't match the tone. What? And that's the end of the game.
It ends with you tied to a chair getting mounted by a ghost.
No.
Giggity.
No.
Yep.
I don't like ghosts.
Sexual encounters of the...
There's a first encounter assault recon.
Ass salt.
Ass salt.
Oh god, ass salt sounds so bad.
Why?
Why do you think...
Shut up.
So let's talk about the goddamn Xbox.
Ass sugar? Ass syrup.
Yeah, you know, the Xbox, I had like 4 games for it that I liked. And now I have those games on PC, so I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, I had Halo 2, and then KOTOR 1 and 2. That's about it. That console sucked. That's my memories. Get fucked.
I've had a 360 since launch.
So did I, and you know how often I played that?
I used to play it a lot, and then I got a PS3.
Yeah. And you used to play that a lot.
I got a PC. I had a PC before I had a PS3.
Seriously, I haven't really touched
it. And then I got addicted to hats.
Hat Boy, Fortress. Hey, Gabe, it's been the funnest 2 years of our life.
Of our life.
Our collective life.
Of our life together in hats. Remember when we moved to Hat City?
Hey,
City,
do you remember?
Baby.
Don't diss the hats. There is a wedding ring to buy in game.
We make fun of that all the time.
Well. Well, maybe that's why your relationship is bound to fail.
There's a memory. The first time I played Team Fortress 2 was on the Xbox, and boy, was that a mistake.
My first time was on PS3. Now that's a mistake.
Lots of mistakes were made. There was no hats.
Even Portal wouldn't work well on the PS3. It was a fucking train wreck. I don't know how they released that. Valve was so like embarrassed with the port that EA did. They're like, fine, we're gonna go in there and fix it. So Valve released a patch themselves.
Good on you, Valve.
They would.
Fighting the EA menace and its half-ass shit.
Never half-ass 2 things. Whole-ass 1 thing. Ron Swanson.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
I will say, Orange Box on PS3 was entirely assed.
yeah, it was.
So, what do you guys want from the new Xbox, or mainly the announcement?
I want some games to play, because otherwise I'm not going to buy your fucking shit console, because I bought the other one at launch, and it was the biggest mistake of my life.
Well, let's be fair here. It was only a mistake because all your friends weren't playing on it. Like, you only the PS3 was only a better experience because we all had PS3s.
That, and I didn't have to pay for the online.
True.
Hey, there's a thought.
I can't get behind that argument in a lot of ways.
No.
What,
I'm saying I'm saying for Dylan.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah.
I get that part.
Yeah, like, hey, let's give me online that I don't have to pay for. Oh, I got my PC. Never mind. Carry on.
Someone could just as easily, like, rip apart the PS3 just because it's awful updates every goddamn second and lack of fucking ways to communicate with each other. And
like, yeah.
It's got plenty of its own issues.
It's got awkward typing interface.
Yeah, that's really high up there.
I can't tell you how difficult it is. I post everything on Game Over Nation from my PS3. And boy, does it take a while.
It forgets when you log into WordPress.
I'm fairly certain that it took me like 2 hours to update the firmware yesterday, and I was like, God, I haven't touched this thing in like 2 months, and I come back to this?
Yep. That's what you get for neglecting it.
Whatever. Yep. I'm going to go back to playing for hats.
Like you were ever going anywhere.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, the Xbox, that was kind of the reason it struggled. Like, it came out first, and me and my friends bought it, and we had played bunch of Xbox prior to that, like the original Xbox. We all had Live there as well, so it was just moving along, you know?
Yeah, this generation's just going to be crazy. Like, it's going to be so hard to predict what's going to happen. Personally, I think the next Xbox, if they don't fuck up their image too much by saying, hey, this isn't just about games, like, I think if they keep, you know, if they stay the course, they're going to dominate, like, even though they come out at the same time. I think that there's just so many people own an Xbox 360, and they're going to stay the course. They want their achievements, they want all these
more
things.
More people own PS3s.
Is that
not
true?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
No,
PS3
I don't
passed
think
Xbox
true.
Worldwide.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that just because, like, in Japan, like, nobody...
Nobody
Xbox.
Has a 360.
Japan, Europe.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Where are all these fucking people? Why aren't they buying these PlayStation exclusives? Like,
because
even...
Sony doesn't advertise them.
Yeah, that's true. Sly Cooper was not advertised at all.
Neither was Ratchet. Neither was, like, the only thing that was advertised was Uncharted. Uncharted 3. That's it.
And God
that's
of War,
what the kids want these God days, is blood and guts and hookers and blow.
And adventure tasting.
I want blow and Subway. Adventure's first stop is that line of white in front of me.
I thought it was Maverick.
Oh, shit.
Why didn't Uncharted... Why didn't they do a deal with Maverick? That's some real adventure.
Yeah, goddamn Drake could Subway. Be like swinging into Maverick and be like, "I want a hoagie."
This was my first stop.
and then some guys break in and he has to take cover for the next 8 hours.
Dude, I don't know. I think the PS4 is gonna come out on top.
Yeah, well, you're.
I would like that because
like
I don't know.
the Wii U's no.
The Wii U's dead on arrival. It's not going anywhere.
It's dead on arrival, killed in action, and just dragging just constantly.
It's hanging on, like, on the back of the wagon, and it's eventually going to lose its grip and fall. Like, it's over for the Wii U.
And
not even
it's like,
in the car.
The PS4... I'm just thinking about launch. Yeah, like, you just think about, like, launch. Xbox, unless they throw so much money at, like, core exclusive games, it's gonna bomb at launch.
I don't think so.
Because everyone's gonna. Because PS4 is gonna get. Like, it already has, like, a pretty solid launch lineup.
You don't know if those are launched, like, day one launch.
Yeah, Killzone's day one. Fuck, what? I can't remember
Infamous
all those titles.
Infamous Second Son? Is that
Infamous
day
Second
one?
Son?
I don't
no.
think that's
don't
day
think
one, because they're that, still developing.
Killzone is day one, though. Watch Dogs. Getting like Watch the improved
Dogs.
Version.
See, but like Watch Dogs is going to be on the Xbox One too, and I'm wondering if Well, Microsoft and then has a go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we still don't know when it's coming out. So like, it might not even come out at the end of this year.
I think it has to. There's no way they'll miss that. I don't know.
This is gonna be a busy holiday season for everyone else.
Oh shit, homie.
Well, Gabe, the latest charts I'm finding still have the 360 in the lead.
Those charts are wrong. They're wrong.
It's not by a lot. The gap is pretty fucking small, though.
Maybe
it's just in North America right now. The Xbox is fucking destroying the PS3.
Yeah, I figured.
Maybe it was like sales since the PS3 has launched.
I think in North America now
the last cycle of sales, the PS3 outsold the 360, but it hasn't passed it worldwide yet.
It's probably because most people that are buying PS3s are ones that have had a 360 for the whole generation. And they're like, all right, it's time to try that out. I mean, I think that when these new consoles come out, like at least in North America, I can only speak for us, I think that the new Xbox is going to eclipse it here because, no matter what, you're going to have Call of Duty.
Yeah,
Call of Duty is going to be a launch title. And people are going to pick that shit up with their new Xbox and Mountain Dew and
Doritos. And Doritos.
I can't wait for Mountain Dew and Doritos. And just sit down for a nice case of tummy rot for the whole
Harris day. Had a... Do you guys remember Gamer Fuel? I think that's what it was
called. Yeah, Javi's roommate 3. Drank a lot of that shit.
The Halo Game 3, Fuel, like, citrus and... Fuck, what was it?
They had the blue one and the orange one.
God, there were so many orange ones throughout Javi's old apartment.
Harris had one until a couple months ago when he drank it.
He drank it? Why would he drink it?
Because he's Harris.
I had Spider-Man 1 Dr. Peppers. I had Spider-Man 1 Dr. Peppers for years, all the way up to like Spider-Man 3 came out.
Oh my god, those were... I bet they're still there.
No. They were covered in spider webs and shit. And I think my cat,
fucking
Foofy, like, knocked them over off the shelf and they exploded. Aww. It was awful.
Those were there for so fucking long.
Yeah.
I forgot you had a cat named Foofy.
Flavor Flav. Yeah. Yeah, girl.
God. I think, this is something interesting, because we don't know, like, the hard drive situation for the PS3 or the new Xbox. And Prototype asks, do you think there will be an option to buy an SSD instead of a hard drive?
No.
I think they just need to fucking put an SSD in there.
Those are so pricey, though.
Yeah, no, dude, it's going to be a laptop hard drive at that again.
Like, they're going down in price, but if, like, SSDs are going to take over relatively soon.
Yeah, honestly, but pricing is going to be a big thing with any of these.
This is a thing where they could save themselves face and save a lot of money if they just go Nintendo's route and say, look, it's open, just plug any hard drive in and it'll work. You know, make your own storage. And
that's what Sony
did
with the PS3.
About it. What?
Sony did that kind of with the PS3. You could, like, swap it out.
Ah, but you just lose everything.
I could
copy it over and everything.
I can see them going with M SATA.
I just hope they don't do the proprietary.
I don't think Sony's gonna pull that shit. Microsoft might.
I think
Sony did proprietary with the Vita.
If you want solid state, but if they were gonna go the solid state route, I think they would put an M SATA drive in the system, because you can mount that shit right on the board.
Sony always did that with the PSP and the Vita both times, but I don't think, like, the PS3, it was just a freaking laptop hard drive.
And it was just a laptop hard drive.
They made it very easy to fix or to swap, so you can't see them.
But it's like, it'd be so fast, just an SSD. A girl can dream, can't she?
Yeah, you know what's pretty nice? Pressing the power button on my PC, and, my OS is up.
Fuck you, man. I want an SSD. I want a job.
You gotta move.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Xbox. Right. What do you want from it, Ryan? You're the Xboxer.
You're the one that's had Xbox Live for fucking 10 years.
Ryan's like, I want it. They could just stay the same.
I mean, honestly, there's not a whole lot they need to do. Like, I think they need to do a better job of catering to the exclusives and indies that get stuff up there, like as far as allowing them to update, you know, more readily and easily and be able to patch more easily.
Yeah, Microsoft's like, done some serious damage with indie developers.
Yeah, like, they fucked up a lot of that. So I think that's the biggest thing they need to do.
Sony's jumping in to take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sony's just like, we love you guys. Come drink all your herbal tea around
we
us.
We love you guys. Hop over here. Ah, fuck, they hacked this shit? Fuck!
Who was it?
Wait, the store's down again? Fucking shit, man.
Some developer, I can't remember what fucking game it was, but some indie developer was saying that working with Microsoft to get their game out, I think it was the Retro City Rampage guy, he said that working with Microsoft was like cold, corporate, and intimidating. Like they were just really not human with him. Like they weren't like.
That
might
have been team meat because they didn't have any nice things to say about
Microsoft. This was the Retro City Rampage guy. Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And he, I mean, dude, there's countless stories. Even Jonathan Blow. And
well, there and
team,
there was
Team Meat, and
Fez.
Yeah, everyone
orcs,
has
orcs must die.
Negative. Yeah, everybody has something negative to say about working with Microsoft.
Yeah, they're gonna have to. They're gonna have to work on that angle. The only thing that might keep people coming to it is the fact that so many people,
right?
You know, the install base will be so huge. But
well, I mean, that might shift over if these games end up on PS4.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he said that working with Microsoft is like very unpleasant, and then working with Sony to like release games on PS3 and on the PSN was it felt like sitting with somebody over coffee and having an honest like exchange with somebody, and it's like okay, so like it's a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah, they don't fucked up there. but other than, I mean, the online, they managed to keep it nice and stable and steady
and unhacked.
Yeah. So far.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, so it's not hacked in the fact that they had to take down Xbox Live completely, but people's accounts get hacked all the fucking time, so, like, I don't understand why, you know, like...
Well, it's not, it's like people hacking, like, a person's Xbox Live account versus getting into
the
server side and, like...
System.
Right.
And blowing it up. So, I don't know, I think, yeah, I think they could just stay the course, and I think they gotta try and make sure they keep some heavy focus on games like the Kinect. That's fine. Like we've talked about at the Sony conference, they need to do the same thing, and like that kind of shit just needs to be like a mention. Like, hey, Kinect 2, it's gonna be cool. Check it out.
Yeah, like at the PS4 reveal, they're like, yeah, you have this little thing on the controller. There you go. And then they just moved on. Maybe it was because they're like. Trying not to show everything at once, but
yeah, they're trying to get a lot of stuff in one little conference, a lot of info. Do you think they should just go and make another Kinect, like, or should it just? Be
I
the
think
same?
I don't. I
do you
don't
think it should be the same Kinect, just slimmed down and part of the package.
I'm pretty sure it's already. They've already mentioned it's going to be completely different. It's going to be like HD and all that kind of shit. Like,
really?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. There will be a
and this time $250.
Well, no, I think it's going to be bundled in. I don't think it's going to be
probably be bundled in.
See, I don't understand. Well, I guess it was a test.
Yeah.
But like releasing Kinect in the first place, like what did you get out of that? Like,
well, besides boatloads of money from selling a billion of them.
No, I mean as a consumer. I mean, with the Move, like what did you get? What's the benefit in buying these things? Nothing.
Yeah.
Dance Central.
Yeah, some of the voice controls, like I said, were kind of cool, but
I think Microsoft just needs to really be clear about what they're aiming for with this console. Like, are they gonna be the game pusher, or are they going to do this tackle everything
approach?
They're
doing a tackle everything.
They just need to make it clear what people are getting into when they're getting the Xbox.
Yeah.
Because when I bought an Xbox back in the day, didn't think, like, no one, like, none of this shit even existed, but you look at it now compared to what it was then.
Remember
like
the old dashboard was with the blades?
Yeah, the blades.
Like, I don't know what you mean. People need to be sure what they're getting into. It's not like they've taken value away with this.
No, I mean, like, it's like I would like to know if I'm getting an Xbox, I want to know exactly what they're trying to make the Xbox, because the Xbox 360 started as the game machine, and then it moved into this multimedia.
Yeah, but I think everything's going to be the multimedia. Like, I don't think you're going to be able to buy a console that isn't that.
Yeah, it's just Microsoft puts, like, a much bigger forefront on it.
And it looks like they're going to do something.
Yeah, they're probably going to do it again.
They're going to do something, like, to do with, like, your cable, too.
Mm.
Your cable TV and all that. I think they're going to have some sort of subscription deal going on.
Is a subscription based?
Yeah, and then, like, that kind of stuff, just the thought of it just turns me off. Like, I don't want anything to do with that. Eh. Just want a fucking console. Video games, man. Put the game in. Put the flour and the sugar. 350 degrees.
It's like, yeah. Let's see. What other people want from it?
My ass.
Come on. I can't find any of the questions.
You mean you can't find any?
No, I mean, like, I'm trying to find the Xbox
one. Did you delete our account?
Yeah. You know that big red button you told me never to push?
Push the real red button.
The real red button.
The real red button.
Push the real one.
Is there a fake one?
Yes.
Ah, shit. Alright. Load, you fucking monkey.
A monkey stole Harris's headphones.
Hey, monkey, why'd you steal my headphones?
Hey, monkey. Why'd you steal our garbage?
Son of a bitch stole my gato!
So I asked, what people's favorite Xbox memories were. I like this one from Carlos Godina. He says, my favorite Xbox memory was when I finally got rid of it and got a PS3.
Damn.
I think clever. We
got fanboys.
That's fucking harsh.
Fanboys.
Even I wouldn't say that. And I did get rid of my Xbox.
You did. You sold it to Mark, didn't you?
No, I bought it from him, and then I sold it to fucking GameStop.
For like $8.
And 92 cents. But, yeah, like, once I got the PS3, then the Xbox became, like, an afterthought. And then, once TF2 happened, they both kind of became an afterthought.
That's how I feel
for
right now.
For one game, everybody.
I don't touch my consoles anymore. I buy everything on the PC now, including Kingdoms of Aluminum. I'm just kidding, I'm not buying that, even on Origin, for $6. Fuck you, EA.
Who deserves to be humble?
Humble Dylan bundle.
The Humble Dylan bundle is just
a
zip file full of Hulk Hogan JPEGs.
And a copy of TF2 with $20 in Steam store money.
Pay what you want.
Good man. Good man. I am a very humble individual.
I remember my Xbox fondly, because back when I first got it, I didn't have no friends, and I played it, and I was like,
sorry.
I love you, Xbox.
Man, Gabe's like, and sucks.
When I bought my Xbox, I had no friends.
I saw the friends list, and I was so sad when I opened it up, and there was no one already there.
No.
I got so excited.
No, but Xbox is how me and one of my best friends, Kyle, became friends.
Kyle.
We didn't talk at all, and then I sold him my old Xbox. So I
oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I just got it right.
Because he paused. He paused for a second.
My friend Kyle, we weren't friends at all, and then I sold him.
My ex.
God damn it, Gabe. Cleaning out your plantation, Gabe.
Oh, Gabe, you're the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Philbin estate.
The worst, Gabe. The worst.
You know what's pretty bad? Like, you told Gabe he's the worst. For the last, like, 20 minutes, I've just been playing Castlevania.
Cool.
But not even paying attention right now.
Well, if you missed it, Dylan, Gabe said that he sold Kyle.
I heard that.
That's fucked up, Gabe. Anyway. Is it?
I'm not the one that created that. That was Dylan.
What, human trafficking?
No, we observed it.
No one created it.
Dylan brought it to light.
I didn't do shit. Fuck.
When it comes to things that people want from the next Xbox, Stephen Prentice said the only thing he wants is for Microsoft to finally let Rare make something that's not only for the Kinect.
Yeah, I saw that comment earlier, and my first thought was, Rare's not really Rare anymore. So.
Yeah, Rare's done, but, I mean, it'd be nice for there to be first-party games that aren't Kinect. Yeah, I mean, Banjo 3 can't be that hard. Just take Banjo-Tooie and Kazooie, and it's been long enough. Just put HD graphics on them, and everyone will be happy.
Yeah.
Just throw them together. Mush them.
Let people play as their avatars.
No, don't say that.
Every game. Halo 5 with your avatar.
So cool. I would love that.
That's horrible.
Speaking of Halo, I think they kind of messed up with Halo 4 coming out last year.
You messed up!
They should have just pushed that for the next console.
Launch? Yeah, probably.
I would have got an Xbox at launch.
Well, that's why I was saying, oh, the next Xbox has to be coming out last year, and then it didn't. I'm like, oh, it would be perfect. Halo 4. Xbox 4. 3.
It's like y'all were wrong.
Y'all was. Yo, baby.
Tables are wrong, Bobby boy. Whatever. Fuck everything. Jesus, that's a giant skeleton! I'm sorry, I paused it.
I'm going to play Resistance 3 tonight.
What?
Why?
Well, just take a page out of Dylan's book. Why wait? Just start now. Fuck it.
You're right.
What was that fucking line
I can
from
get
Resistance
it.
3? Holy shit.
You can get
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. In the first half hour when you find out your son is possessed by the demon.
Daddy!
And he's getting taken away from you and he goes, Daddy! Daddy! God.
That game's so good.
That's fucking terrible.
What happened to Insomniac, man?
I don't know, but that game that they're working on now, Overstrike or Fuse,
comes
whatever,
out in like 2 weeks.
Everyone forgot about it because, surprise, it looks generic.
It looks so generic. So painfully, painfully generic. And I'm like looking at it, like looking for something to be excited about, and there's
nothing.
I watched the fucking launch trailer on the PSN yesterday, and I was
nothing.
Like, God, it's just gray with little hues of gold.
How
it looks
does
like
it
everything
feel?
Else.
I don't even remember the title of the new version. I thought it was still
Fuse.
Overstrike.
Nope. How they sucked all of the heart and soul out of that game to try to like sell it to the masses, and it's going to backfire horribly. I guarantee you it's going to hurt them bad.
A slap in the face that everyone needed.
Hopefully it's a slap in the face Insomniac needs. Shit.
Hopefully. God.
You know why people liked Ratchet and Clank?
Because it was awesome?
Because it was good?
Because, wait.
The same reason they like everything else.
Hold on. let's think about the time. It was unique.
It was Unix.
It was a Unix.
It's a Unix system.
Yes, I know this.
Well, it's like now they're even fucking that up. They haven't made a good Ratchet game since Crackin' Time.
I know.
I haven't played any. Oh,
Ratchet's
I did,
gone down the
played
toilet.
All for One.
I played All for One by myself because everyone
liked
bailed
it,
on me.
Because
it was bad.
You guys all bailed on me.
Because it sucks.
Because
it took up half my hard drive.
The game was like 30 gigs.
It was
I know.
So big
it was
and
really
so bad.
Big. It took me like a week to download it. And I heard you guys all playing it, and I was like, oh man, I want to play.
Hey, just out of curiosity, off topic, did you guys talk about it all, the fact that Sims 4 was announced?
Yeah.
Okay, because my sister, as soon as that article hit, I get a text message from her with a link to it.
we were like, is it going to be online only?
Nope.
Yeah, it ain't. That's good news.
They made a point to say this is a offline single player experience. They're probably going to put that in the title, The Sims 4, The Offline Single Player Experience.
Which is funny, because when I think of a game like as one that would like online and shit, I would have put The Sims in front of SimCity.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, it was a weird.
If there's a game out there that could benefit from that, it's The Sims. Like, actually, when we talked about it last week, Ryan, I was talking about how The Sims and Animal Crossing could learn so much from each other. Like, if someone just took the elements of both of those,
yeah,
it would be fucking awesome.
I think if they, maybe they'll. I mean, I know they said that, and maybe they're trying to avoid the same debacle altogether, but I don't know. Maybe, like, they'll launch it and try it out, and then maybe work in some kind of other stuff, but
seeing how they handled it last time, I'd rather they didn't.
I mean, but they did The Sims Online. Like, that was a game. But yeah, it was an MMO. Like, you had to pay subscription fees.
I don't remember that.
No. The Sims Online. It was a full game.
Really?
Sims
Online. Yeah. I thought it was just the Facebook one that I kicked everyone's garbage cans over.
No, that was Sims Social.
Sims Social.
I kicked so many garbage cans over.
Hey,
Dylan,
so bad.
Why'd you kick our garbage?
Because I can. Because I was a hobo with a flannel shirt and a beard. I was Al Borland, just
like a Hawaiian hobo.
You were the man of La Mancha.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, let's go into questions.
Quest
tubes. Prototype says, what are your opinions of the IT crowd, or maybe it's the IT crowd, getting a proper finale?
It's the IT crowd.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a really funny show, yeah. It's on Netflix. I think it's still on Netflix. Yeah.
I'm disabled.
it's a pretty funny show. I would recommend checking it out. I did not hear about this, but that's cool. I don't remember if I finished watching everything that's available.
Basically, the show was canceled a couple years ago or whatever.
Yeah,
and the creator wanted to do a series finale, and so it got greenlit. It's gonna be 40 minutes long.
Nice,
yeah. Man, I can't wait. I don't see that show as like some epic story that needs an ending. It's just a cute comedy. It's really funny. So, I don't know. I'm happy.
Maybe now it will be the epic story.
I am excited about Arrested Development at the end of the month. Holy shit.
It's cool. They're releasing like a whole season all at
once.
Yeah, that's how Netflix do it.
Yep. Anyway, next
did anyone else here watch House of Cards?
I did not. I've heard good things.
The Netflix. I mean,
I'll get around
to it. It's just I don't really. Like, the show's good, but just the formatting of it, every episode's as long as they want. They're all available at once. You watch them as you want to watch them. That's just, like, awesome.
Yeah, well, my buddy Chuck was saying, what's that other one? Grimlock?
Oh,
is that it?
Hemlock Grove.
Hemlock Grove? Okay.
It's the worst fucking show I've
really?
Ever watched.
He really liked it.
Oh. It's so bad. We tried. We watched, like, 5 episodes, I think.
What's it about? Like, I have no idea. I don't have any.
It's about werewolves.
Oh, is it?
Well, no. One guy's a werewolf. The other guy is fucking like.
It's about werewolf.
And it's literally just people talking about nothing and people being dumb and weird and stupid. And there's some chick that's a werewolf hunter. She's like.
Like, everything about that name makes me think of, like, Downton Abbey with werewolves. Like,
yeah.
with Grimm.
God, it's so boring. Like, we got, like, 2 episodes in, and I turn around, I'm like, are you liking this? Because this is really hard to watch. Like, I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. And every episode's, like, an hour long. We got through for, like, 5 hours or so, and I was like, you know, both of us were just like, nope, okay. Yeah, this is terrible. But hey, if you liked it, good, more power for him, to him, whatever.
Yeah, I have not watched it, so I do not know.
Good luck.
Prototype continues to say, what are your reactions on season 4 of Community? Which we were kind of talking about before the show.
Yeah, I haven't watched it all yet, but what I've seen has been kind of...
I stopped after season 3, or not season, after episode 3, so I could, like, just wait and see how people reacted, so I didn't have to live with the disappointment in case there was disappointment.
Yeah. So I don't know, I liked... The episodes I've seen, I think I've liked most of them.
I liked the Freaky Friday one a lot.
I really, really did not like that Christmas one at all, which was, that's also weird the way they place those. Like that, it's nowhere near Christmas. But I thought the finale was good. I liked that.
I think it might have been the second episode. Was the second episode the Halloween one?
I don't remember.
I enjoyed the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
The first episode was ass. If you like the first episode, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and think about
the world.
Quality of entertainment you're willing to deal with.
But, so yeah. I don't know. That
this
was kinda...
from Gabe, y'all.
Gabe, y'all.
Hi.
I don't know what that means.
Can that be like my catchphrase?
This, no. This
Gabe,
coming,
y'all.
This coming from Gabe, y'all.
Your catchphrase should be hi.
Hi. It'd be like Anyang.
Anyang.
Dude, he's back too.
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah. Anyang coming at you. Anyang, I believe his name is Anyang.
Anyang.
Fucking Anyang.
Anhog's gonna be there too.
Oh!
Wait, May and Egg?
Yeah, May and Egg. she calls it a May and Egg.
I'm going through it again. I'm like halfway through season 1 right now. Arrested Development's so fucking funny.
I think that's
but
what
Parks
I'm gonna do after we're done here.
Parks and Rec renewed for a 6th season. That's all that matters. It's all that fucking matters in this world. And Community got a 5th season.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Will you guys watch Star Trek Into Darkness?
Yeah, yes, I'm going next
I would
week.
Love to.
Ryan, you don't go to movies.
I know, but someone already said, hey, let's go see that. And I said, okay, so I'm going to try and make that happen for real. I'm going to try and get to a theater and go watch this one.
You should go to Iron Man 3 because it's funny. It's really funny.
Okay. What's funny is Ryan doesn't go to movies, but we all went to Machete with him.
Fuck yeah, we did. God damn, that was fun.
God, Machete.
Machete, don't text. Damn, that movie was ridiculous.
It really was.
Danny Trejo. Dude, wasn't there a Kinect game with Danny Trejo as like your boxing coach?
I'm sure.
Yeah, wasn't it Ready to Rumble Boxing, maybe?
What? Ready to Rumble
was
that Dreamcast game.
Move.
I know.
Danny Trejo was in like Ready to Rumble?
Like the voice.
Oh, that
Kinect. There was
really
a Kinect.
Bad,
oh, was there a
or
Kinect
was it
game?
A PlayStation Move?
I don't know.
It might have been like the fight or whatever for PlayStation, but there's this game where the tutorial is literally like a fucking, like just close up on Danny Trejo's face. As
oh, well, then that was definitely not Ready to Rumble.
Punch
that's
things.
Terrifying. Like, that's a horror movie, y'all.
Just Danny Trejo's face is a horror movie.
Could you just 3 hours of that.
That's scarier than that big skeleton I was fighting.
Also, I am curious. How does anyone, just out of curiosity, this is totally off topic as well. Not that we've been on any kind of steady topic. Does anyone remember how long Forgetting Sarah Marshall was, like at the theater?
Long enough.
The fuck. Yeah, wait, oh, the exact running time was 92 minutes, Brian.
Because it was on TV the other day, and I felt like there were as many commercials as there were.
I
there
hate
was, like,
that
time.
Shit.
And so I looked at like the running time that they had blocked out for it, and they had 3 hours blocked for it. I was like, I could have swore this was like an hour and a half long movie.
It's like two.
It probably was an hour and a half long. Dude, sometimes when I watch fucking movies on TV, the scene will end, commercials.
And a lot of commercials.
Yeah, or like the scene will, it'll just go to commercial in the middle of a scene. And you're like, yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah, and this one kept tricking you because it was like one of those like like that dinner in a movie type format, you know, where it has the chick and the guy who talk about scenes from the movie between the show. Awful. And so it kept coming back, and I'm like, oh, good, it's back. And I'm like, wait, this is a scene we already saw, and it's just them fucking talking about it now. I'm like, ugh. God.
Oh, it was FX.
Yeah, it was FX. You're right.
Oh. Just filling up time.
Yeah, so eventually I was just like, I'm just going to put the DVD in. Like,
yeah, it's 111 minutes.
So, okay, so it's not quite
take
2 hours.
Take out like 3 minutes because of all the dick scenes.
Yeah. But they usually fill those in with like shitty deleted scenes.
There should be a documentary about the Sorrow Suckers. Not the fucking Get Him to the Greek bullshit. God.
Was he the same character in that?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I really... Okay, by the way,
was
I
he not?
Fucking hate...
Wait, yeah, he was.
He was.
He was.
He was the same character.
No, he wasn't.
Yes,
no,
he was.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Yeah, he's
are you
the,
kidding
it's
me?
The same band and everything.
A spin-off.
Yeah.
The
no,
person that wasn't the same character was
I'm
Jonah Hill.
I'm talking about Jonah Hill.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know about Jonah Hill.
Well, yeah, no, Russell Brand.
That wasn't the same character.
Russell Brand's the same character.
Yeah.
By the way, I hate Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah, he's the worst.
Sorry, miscommunication there on my part.
Obviously.
Obviously. Okay. Enough of that.
Quest ups. Give me more quest ups.
I seek twoof.
What happened to Javi's comics? Also, what happened to the soundboard? I have no idea what the fuck the soundboard is.
We have a
probably
soundboard?
Probably the one time we used Google Chat to record.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That happens every time. Like, when we go in the Google chat, Devin instantly puts on this tiara. And I put on my clown makeup just because Harris is... Harris is scared of clowns.
Whispering mind. Makes it really hard to hear on podcasts.
Man, I really wish I could hear what he said.
I wish there was some way to go back and listen to that again because I think I missed it. fucking internet. When will they put a rewind button on it?
You didn't hear this from me, but Harris is scared of clowns.
No, we heard it from you.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea until now.
I heard it directly from you right now.
You've been had.
I remember my Skype picture for the longest time was Bozo.
Fucking Bozo.
So creepy.
Oh man, I want to sit down and watch it with Harris.
Fuck, you would not be able to get them to do it.
To do what?
Hey Harris, you want to watch Earth Girls Are Easy? Fuck yeah! And then why is there a scary clown in Earth Girls Are Easy, Gabe?
No, his
it's
reaction.
It's not a clown. It's Tim Curry.
His reaction isn't. Oh, why is there a clown? His reaction is he screams and fucking closes the window.
That's how I handle snakes.
I changed my picture while we were in a Skype call, and he wasn't looking. And he turned to look at his second monitor, where Skype is, and he was like, Jesus! And he just closed it. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
I do miss
Harris.
The soundboard. I wish we had it in Skype. That fart noise is just too, it's too good. And Justin Doss says, why do I bother asking questions when Prototype has asked everything? Prototype was fucking on it today. Like, well, I posted, and then, like, minutes later.
On
it was
what?
Just, like, all on Facebook and, and Twitter. And Prototype immediately asked questions. I love Prototype. All them questions.
Yeah, Prototype's the new hotness.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my PS3 yesterday, and I saw Ghost in my friends list. I'm like, Ghost, where have you
did
been?
You message him?
No. I should.
Was
should
he online?
Like, Prototype is all up in your business.
What if
Prototype Andy's friendly.
That's true. I never felt Ghost's venom since he was particularly after Ryan.
Yeah.
He did that. After did Ryan a... too. If I knew Ryan, I do know Ryan.
You didn't hear this from me, but you know Ryan.
Shit.
shit going into more shit. That's what the name of this show is going to be.
A bitter shit mess.
A bitter shit
Other
mess.
Monologue.
Justin asked, are any of you guys watching the NBA or NHL playoffs?
No.
A little bit of both, actually.
Me and Ryan are watching baseball.
Yeah, I've been watching
LeBron every night.
I've been watching some of the hockey, but I did see tonight where Toronto and Boston are playing, and Toronto was up 4-1, and everyone on Twitter's like, oh, shit! Oh, God, yeah, now Toronto making it to the play. And then Boston came back and won 5-4. in the last 10 minutes of the game. Like, I was like,
wow.
That had to have been like one of the most amazing comebacks. And like, it was a game 7, so it's over.
That's horrible. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We should just list our sports by person. Javi watches soccer because his girlfriend watches soccer. Ryan watches whatever.
I watch everything.
He watches Texas.
He watches Texas.
That's one thing I watch. Yes.
How are the Dynamos doing?
They lost their first home game in like almost 2 years last night.
How's Yao Ming?
Yeah. Probably in China somewhere, I guess.
By the way, doesn't
play in the NBA anymore.
Authentic Sodium River is doing pretty good.
What?
Real Salt Lake.
It's not a river, dude. Authentic sodium body of water is more accurate.
Okay, whatever.
Live in the river.
Real is doing better than the Sounders. Let's just say that.
Dude, the Sounders are atrocious. It's weird because their team is good. Like, they have good players.
Obviously not.
No, yeah. They have good players, but they don't know what to do. I mean, they're finally fixing themselves.
They don't sound very good if they don't know what to do.
Last I checked, you guys scored.
They're
like,
really good, but they're really good at, like, baseball, so.
Last I checked, you guys scored, like, 4 goals this season.
Yeah, like up until last week, we had not won any games at all.
Oh my god.
We've gotten 2 ties and then lost the rest.
You guys were a playoff team last year, too.
I know.
They to the semis.
All that I know that's changed is we lost Freddie Montero. I don't know. But, like, anyways, we finally, like, won one game, and then I guess this last game, it was like a shutout. We fucking owned. It was like 4-0.
Wow!
I know. I don't know. Like, maybe they had to find their groove. I don't know.
How Stella got her groove back. How Sounders got their groove back.
Sorry, I forgot that I changed my notification for emails to fucking Navi for some reason, and it really scared me right there. So if you heard what sounded like a 19-year-old boy gasping, that's what that was for.
Are you holding a 19-year-old boy hostage?
Wait, am I 19? How fucking old am I?
You're 21, Gabe.
God damn, Gabe.
Dude, I don't know anymore.
You're like young enough to be Ryan's son.
I thought we went over this. I am Ryan's son.
Oh, that's weird.
You're his son.
No.
I'm Kanye's baby.
Oh my god, the Jack Bauer Power Hour is coming back.
Speaking of Jack Bauer... Justin Doss finally asks, are you guys excited for the return of 24? I think Dylan is.
You're fucking right. I got a poster of Jack Bauer on my wall. The Power Hour. It's back. Hopefully it won't be like season 7 and 6. Oh my god.
Wasn't 6 okay?
Six
was the one with the neuro gas.
Oh, no. I watched season 5 and then
spoilers!
Either way, the worst season ever is season 7, where they bring Tony back, and then he's evil. No, I'm not. He's evil. No, he's not.
Oh, so terrible. But... what the fuck? What were they doing?
And then he's evil. I think they killed him. He said he was finally evil. And
I think
that was
6, wasn't it?
That was season 7.
That was 7.
Ugh, so bad.
Yep, that was terrible. That killed... See? I'll talk about it later.
Thank you.
Chloe? That's all the questions.
Edgar.
Woo!
story.
Hey, Papo and Yo is $8 for PS Plus members. I say it's worth it. Other people say don't.
I say cool. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Blood Dragon is pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. That game looks cool.
Dude, just fucking listen to it. Holy shit.
Oh, it's got a really good soundtrack.
Oh, it's got my
Terminator
God.
Terminator soundtrack.
Pretty much. Pretty much. But it's pretty fun. I like it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well. All
right. Well, is someone at the door?
Nope. I guess I'll go get the door since you guys
Surprise!
Have just been leaving
I'm
it
not
short.
At work.
Yeah, I totally forgot to do it last week.
It's twins!
Anthony!
Nobody ever examines the incestual side of that whole scenario.
No, I have. I was really confused when I was like 7, and that was like a popular thing in fucking commercials.
Did any of you guys watch Kate and Leopold?
No.
No.
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman's like her great 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 grandfather, and she goes back in time and ends up like marrying him.
Weird.
No one like really noticed that movie was incest. Like she was her own grandmother. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucking Futurama.
My own grandpa.
like in The Stupids?
Yep. I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah, but here's the funny thing about that song of The Stupids is that, like, a few years before that came out, my buddy Keith, for some experiment in class, actually figured out that scenario on paper, like, had already written it out. And then that movie comes out, we were like, what the fuck?
He was trying to figure out how to become his own grandfather.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I think he took a slightly different path, but yeah, it eventually came to the same result.
Grandpa.
Anyway, so my own grandpa. Oh, that's got to be the outro music.
Don't make me do extra things.
Housekeeping.
So okay, I guess I'll do this week.
Yeah, you
if
will.
You want to come find us, we're on GameOverNation.com. Our Twitter is at GameOverNation. YouTube, YouTube.com/Game0VERNation. What else do we have out there? We've got a Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like. You can find that's usually the best place to leave questions and whatnot. Gabe monitors that pretty closely. Individually on Twitter, who gives a shit? You can find it on the website. You can come find us there. And other than that, I guess
actually,
that's it.
You probably can't.
Is it broken still?
Well, yeah, because you like did that thing with iTunes and it broke our footer, and then I couldn't figure out Twitter. I'm like, all right, I'll
our footer's broken. When
it's
that
been
happen?
Broken for
yeah,
like 3 weeks.
It broke
more.
When we fixed iTunes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't find us on our site.
All right, well then I'm at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at Hobby20N. Gabe is at RabbitWombat9, and Dylan is at Dilanosaurus.
Are you sure?
No.
Are
have
you?
Have you changed it?
No.
Okay.
Dylan wanted to, because he did the outro last week, and he was like, Ryan can be found at. Maybe I should fucking call him right now. Be like, have you changed your Twitter?
Yeah, except that I've never changed mine.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Oh, okay.
Learned
yeah,
to love
you did.
It.
No, I didn't. Oh. Okay.
I was thinking of your picture.
Yes, I have changed that.
Yeah, that was some bullshit.
No, that's how Ryan looked coming out of the womb.
I don't even know
what the fuck.
It was an explosion of color.
Explosion, man.
Oh, I love how no one answered Prototype's question about the comics.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
We totally forgot about that.
Comics?
Take that!
What? We have well, comics?
Dodge that bullet.
We'll do that again sometime.
We don't know what you're talking about.
So anyway, should we end this?
Yeah, we should.
Well, that no, has
we'll do some comics. We need to do after the fact, too.
Yeah,
all
we
I'm
should.
Hearing is, Javi needs to do the comic. Javi needs to do After the Fact as well.
Yeah, he should.
Alright, well, that's the end of episode 89.
Fucking hear him right.
Hey, I might have some time now. I can get back to helping, I think. So.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Alright, bye. See you next
time. Bye.